Athabasca Barrhead Westlock. Athabasca Barrhead Westlock voters overwhelmingly decided May 29 to send United Conservative Party, UCP, candidate Glenn Van Deken back to the Alberta Legislature in Edmonton for his third straight term. Van Deken easily outpaced his NDP rival, Landon Tischer, by a margin of more than 10,000 and received 15,628 votes compared to Tischer's 5,406. Voters first selected Van Deken to represent them in 2015 when he was still part of the Wildrose Party in the Barrhead-Morinville-Westlock riding, before the constituency's borders were redrawn for the 2019 election. He then resoundingly won re-election that year. His re-election was part of a blue wave that dominated rural Alberta, helping the UCP to win its second majority government 49-38. No other parties won seats. However, voters elected independent candidate Funky Banjoko in Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo and Jennifer Johnston, who ran under the UCP banner, convincingly won Lacombe Panoka. Premier Danielle Smith has stated that she will not be part of the caucus due to controversial statements Johnson made at a September 2022 speaking engagement comparing transgender students in schools to feces in food. It is also worth mentioning that candidates have 8 days to challenge results, and two Calgary ridings are undergoing mandatory recounts as the difference in victory was less than 100. As a result, the final seat totals will not be known until June 8. Regardless, Van Deken was pleased with the result. I think what Albertans decided was to trust the government that put the province in a good position in the last years and did not want to risk going backwards with the NDP and tax policies, he said in a June interview. Rural representation. Having said that, Van Deken admitted that the UCP lost some talented people but believed they had the bench strength to fill the vacancies. Casey Madu in Edmonton Southwest, Jason Copping in Calgary Varsity, Jason Luan in Calgary Foothills, Nicholas Milliken in Calgary Currie, Jeremy Nixon in Calgary Klein, and Tyler Chandro in Calgary Acadia were all defeated, though Chandro's loss was by 7 votes and is subject to a recount. 2 others with cabinet experience under Jason Kenney, Prasad Panda and Josephine Pond, also lost their seats, as did former Minister Whitney Issick, who lost by 30 votes in Calgary Glenmore pending a recount. I am quite confident in the Premier's ability to identify who suits the roles in the best possible way, he replied. Rural Alberta was well represented in her first cabinet and will be well represented in the upcoming cabinet. Ending divisiveness. In her election night address, Smith noted the need for Albertans to move forward together and that the UCP would serve all Albertans regardless of political stripe. Van Deken said while the election campaign was heated and even nasty at times, referring to the NDP's attack ads against Danielle Smith, he agrees with the Premier that there is an opportunity for the parties to work together. Van Deken has experience working with NDP MLAs to resolve constituents' issues, specifically a 2016 situation when he was in opposition and worked with former Transportation Minister Brian Mason to ensure that the Klondike Ferry would begin operation on time. He replied that it isn't uncommon for MLAs of all political stripes to work together to solve constituents' concerns. Those are the types of things that affect the everyday lives of Albertans, he said. I think we all recognize whether we are in government or opposition as what we are trying to make decisions that help people in their day-to-day lives. Plans out the gate. As for what the UCP will do first, Van Deken said the Premier has been very clear about her plan to lower taxes. We started the campaign to cut taxes for Albertans, and we will deliver on that, he said. We believe that low taxation will spur on economic activity, job growth and keep the economy strong. Van Deken said to prove how serious they are about lowering taxes, the first bill the government will introduce will be the Tax Protection Amendment Act. The act would prevent future governments from increasing personal or business taxes without Albertans' approval through a referendum. It is a mechanism that challenges all governments going forward to bring to Albertans whether they are really on side with the monetary policy and the decisions the government is making, he said. Standing up to Ottawa. Van Deken noted the premier in her election night address reiterated her plan to stand up to the federal government on its plan to require electrical grids to be net zero by 2035. It is not realistic, he said. To reach the target, Van Deken said, the province would have to shutter all of their natural gas electricity generation plants. Replacing them with what? Net zero, will rapidly increase the cost of electricity in the province, he said. It is up to the province to protect Albertans from policies from the federal government that interfere with our jurisdiction. Van Deken noted one of the tools they could use to fight the implementation of net zero is the Sovereignty Act. Any policy that the federal government brings forward will go under the lens to determine if it is constitutionally appropriate. That's the Sovereignty Act's purpose. It gives us a tool to allow us as a government to stand up when Ottawa when they cross the line in the sand and impose on provincial jurisdiction. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.